Welcome to the first meeting, real reactions, development meetings for our new television remote control. This follows our very successful entry into the consumer market over the last year or so, which we want to build on, taking advantage of the latest developments in technology and the latest feelings in consumer design and demand, and we want to make this the very best product that's possible for everybody, one that everybody wants, at a good price for the consumer and at a good price for the company. And to that end, we need all to work together to do that. And in no particular order, because everybody is just as vital to this project. I'll just go around the table. Andrew, marketing. Kendra, with the designing the user interface, and Kate with the industrial design. What's the project is here to do is just to get this project up and moving. Everybody is free to say whatever they want. Everybody has a contribution to make, and everybody feel free to interrupt me at any time to say what you want to say. In terms of the immediate meeting, everybody knows everybody else, everybody's worked for the company for a while. If anybody feels that they need to say more about themselves, please do. If anybody wants to briefly give their background so that everybody's quite clear what everybody's experience is, please do so. In fact, I'd welcome anybody to say something briefly about themselves. In fact, we will do that by going around the table quickly and saying what contribution you're looking to make. So we'll start with Andrew.
My name is Andrew, and market research person for this meeting, for this project. We're creating this new remote control, and I'll be presenting information and statistics on what people want to get from this new design, what people want to from a fashion point of view and a practical point of view.
Right, Kendra.
I'm Kendra, and I'm a user interface designer, and I haven't had a whole lot of experience in this kind of thing before, but so I'll be working on the design.
But at least means you haven't got any preconceived ideas, so.
Right. Yep, I'm just open to being creative.
Yep, good.
I'm an industrial designer, and I'll just be, I guess, presenting about the interworkings of my little remote control. And
okay, very, very quickly. I don't want to make this meeting too structured, because the whole idea is that it's a think tank. Everybody says what they want to say, and we don't want to be constrained by convention or slides on screens or anything else. But briefly, this is what we want to do. The remote control needs to be original. There has to be something about it that other remote controls don't have, so that as soon as people see it, they think, yes, that's different. I want one. And that goes along with being trendy. I want it scenario. User-friendly, as we all know, remote controls can be very user-unfriendly. So we want to make ours one that people can pick up and think, oh yes, it's obvious how that works. And they also want to look at the price and think, oh yeah, that's something that I may not need another remote control, but it's such a nice one, I'm going to have one. And last but not least, or indeed first of all, it must make the company money. And we make the company money by producing what the consumer wants. The further work to be done is the functional design, what it must actually do, the conceptual design, how we actually present that to the consumer, and the detailed design is how we get that into production. Now the main design tool that we have available to us at the moment is the whiteboard, and let us very quickly do what it says in the prompt slide here. In fact, I'll suggest to avoid everybody untangling themselves from the wires that we don't do that. So everybody knows what whiteboard is. So we'll do a virtual drawing on the whiteboard of your own favourite animal. But let's go around the table. Your favourite animal?
Badger.
And why?
It's got nice contrast.
Uh-huh.
Right, and, I feel the underdog kind of status.
Yeah, right. Yeah, my wife says my beard looks like a badger's arse because of the white streaks in it. Yeah. Kendra?
Probably a duck. The way they look, and they're just nice animals, and how they can fly or swim or walk.
Uh-huh. Right, okay.
Horses?
Uh-huh. Yeah, fair enough, yeah. I'm not sure that I've got any favourite animal, to be quite honest. I think Homo sapien, because of their overall ability to
make mobile phones and TV remotes.
Sorry?
To make TV remotes.
Indeed, absolutely, yes. That's okay, and we need to keep in mind here that we want to sell this for €25. We want to make an overall profit for the company of €50 million, so we're looking at selling a lot of these across the entire planet, and we're looking at a gross profit of 50%. It needs to cost €12.50 to make. So we're not only looking at a very trendy original product, we're looking at making it at a very good price. Okay. Would anybody like to start by giving their sort of quick views of current remote controls?
Well, I think I find a lot of them really complicated to use with all the different buttons, and it's handiest when you have one that works both the DVD player or whatever and the TV as well. But it's easy to see if you can switch back and forth and stuff.
Yeah. Any thoughts about buttons or any other way of approaching the problem, or anybody else strong feelings about remote controls, either bad ones they've used or good ones they've used, or ones that they've lost and never found again?
I think it's important that you should be able to, when you press the button, so they'll actually pick up the signals from kind of anywhere, and you shouldn't have to contort yourself and twist your remote control to get the TV to actually pick up the signal.
I think a lot of the time remotes that come with TV players and effects, and TVs and DVD players, right, they aren't an area that's put well into. They're very boring, very clean. I think it's very making a stylish control would be a very easily put one step ahead of the customer.
Yeah. What particular style features are you thinking about?
Something that looks doesn't look like remote control. Something that looks like something that makes you think, oh, it's this, this pen doesn't really look like a pen, but maybe
uh-huh.
it can. So,
I mean,
sorry, that's the fake.
No, I mean, do you think there's a risk if it doesn't look like remote control, that people won't see it as remote control?
I suppose that's up to the marketing to make people aware of the product.
Any other thoughts about the physical appearance of the remote controls?
I think something that's comfortable to hold, because sometimes you get the remote controls that are just those big rectangular things, and they're kind of awkward to hold on to. So something that's more comfortable that fits in a person's hand better.
I mean, the thing that immediately comes to mind is computer mouses, which, I mean, you get all sorts of shapes in the shops, and, you know, and some quite fancy ones. Some from personal experience, which look nice but aren't particularly comfortable. Any thoughts about buttons or flat screens or?
Well, from the mouse idea, like a kind of classic remote is a piece of plastic with big rubber buttons sticking out of it, which you press. Whereas if you want the mouse pad, it could be only flat, and the buttons are very kind of almost subtle, that instead of being raised out of the device, you push into the device, you see, like a mouse pad.
Yes, I mean, the only thing is if you're watching television in a darkened room, you need to be able to find the buttons easily.
But maybe they could be concave instead of sticking out to have them be kind of down so you can scale them.
Yeah, that's, I must admit, I don't think I've ever seen one with concave buttons. That's certainly be different. Do we need it to? I can't think of any remote controls that I know of that actually light up at all. Do we want to?
Like a mobile phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Andrew, have you had any thoughts yet about how we might market something which there are already millions out there and that we want to take over the entire planet with?
Especially if we try to sell up to 2 million of them. Oh, sorry, 4 million. But I think the market is not, or it's, you can either market from the point of view, we've got two parallel market schemes where we've got one where it appeals to people that want to have the new device that looks cool, it's fashionable, and you just, it's like a, it's one rather than, a want rather than kind of a need. But that might, considering actually what the device is for and the nature, some people might not like respond to having a device that just looks nice, therefore they want it. So make it practical at the same time. I think it's going to appeal to people that want device that enhance their living room, and also a device that is practically the same. So I don't know, I'll have to decide which angle we're going to go to, or both.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think any facets that we identify, we need to aim for all of. Okay, but first thoughts on the industrial design side.
Well, I think it's remote controls are kind of a unique object because it's you depend on them so much, but you don't. It's you sort of just assume they're always going to work. You don't think of them as a complex. Like a computer can break down, and you're kind of like, oh, fair enough. There's always complex things going on. It's something's going to get messed with eventually. They just need to be very, very dependable because people sort of take them for granted, and then if your remote control breaks, it's God forbid you'd actually get up and manually change the channel.
Indeed.
It needs to be very effective, very always dependable. I don't think we should make it too small, because I think it needs to, it can't be too big, like you're saying, big and huge and awkward. But also, if you make it too small, kind of like, you know, how mobile phones are getting smaller and smaller, it's just going to end up on a couch cushion somewhere. And dependable, and have a good medium range size.
Okay. And colors, materials. Kendra, anyone?
I think most of the remote controls now are either just black or gray.
Yeah.
So maybe we should go with something different. I'll be able to. I was just thinking of what they're doing with mobile phones now, how you can get the different.
Right, yeah.
What they call like the face tools.
Yeah.
That you change. So we could have. Maybe, I don't know if it would be feasible to do something with that. You can change the face plates or have kind of a variety so people can get different things. Have it kind of look how they want to. Different colors, things like that.
Right.
Or just plastic, because that's always the lightest.
Yeah. Okay, that's again, I don't think that's ever been done before. It's the sort of thing that would get people thinking, yes, that's something that I haven't gotten, might need. So, Andrew, any thoughts about how we might market interchangeable fronts on the remote control?
We could either map it together by getting control in a set colour, or with, like, you buy it with several, like, you get the face prints with when you buy it, or it's a separate thing. But I'm maybe thinking that it's, consider the nature of the place, maybe a second thing, like a second campaign to market new facials for your two-year-old might go a bit astray. It's the kind of thing where you generally get one and then forget about it.
Well, you can do like novelty ones, like they've done with the mobile phones, and get like different, you know, scenes from different movies and stuff on the remote control.
That's awesome.
Stagger the release of them and get people, oh, I want that cover on it now.
Yeah.
And I'll keep them spending money.
Right. Okay, I think we've got a good idea now. The meeting is needs to be wrapped up fairly quickly. So we've got 30 minutes to start looking at the design in more detail. And we'll reconvene in 30 minutes and try to get some of these ideas more formalised. Thank you very much indeed.